All right, so final picture here. We've got like, I guess this is where you stayed the night, is it?
Yeah, so this is where we stayed on our first night. It's like a mountain refuge north of Chamonix. And these are like little huts. They're kind of like, they're mostly for like winter, but I guess there's storm shelters because there's no towns nearby. And they're dotted all around the route that we took. And our plan was to just stay in these each night. So we didn't take a tent with us. We took bivvy bags. And so we planned to stay in one of these each night so that, you know, our kit stayed dry. And in worst case scenario, we could at least stay dry in the bivvy if we had to. But I guess it just makes it a bit more interesting that you can stay in these huts each night. By the end of the trip, we'd actually only stayed in one of these. The rest of the time, we kind of bailed out because the second and third day was just such a miserable day. It got really wet and stormy, so we ended up staying in the attic of a campsite. So they wouldn't let us sleep in the bivvy bags on the campsite. They would, or they, at least they just thought it wasn't appropriate.
Hang on, just for anyone who doesn't know, Owen, like just give us a 10-second description of what a bivvy bag is, so people can imagine the misery.
Well, it's just a Gore-Tex sleeping bag, so it's just a waterproof bag, same material as you'd buy, you know, your coat from, and it just means that you can just like chuck all your stuff inside, get yourself and your sleeping bag inside, and just like you have a little flap on your face, and that's about it.
So you were about to lie down there in France, was this? Was this in France?
This was in Italy. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, in Italy, and you're about to get the rain on your face all night long, and they took pity on you and let you go up in the hayloft, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And it was awesome, yeah. It was warm, we could dry our clothes, and he charged us the same amount as we would have paid, you know, had we, you know, stayed in the bivvy bag. So,
sweet.
And this happened twice. The second time, the dude at the campsite put us up in this like shabby old caravan. I mean, to pay and stay in that thing, normally you'd be like, I'm not paying for this. But the fact that the other option was to sleep out in the rain, it was, well received.
How did your brother take to that? Because he's definitely not done as many adventures as you. So, you know, sleeping in some old guy's dodgy caravan, sleeping in some dodgy hut. What? How did he take to that?
I know. He was, I don't know, he did well to kind of get on with it. And I think he kept an open mind. And I kind of, before the trip, was like, told him how it was probably going to be. Just got better and better because we'd start off at a hut. The next night we stayed in the caravan. The next night we were in the loft of this, like, dude's house. And then the third night was just, it was potentially a disaster because we'd forgot to get cash out at the previous town, and we got to this tiny little village called Le Chapeau, and there's no cash machine, no one has a card reader, and we didn't have any cash, we didn't have any food, and this guy who owned this small hotel let us stay in the hotel, and I gave him my word that I was going to pay him bank transfer when I got home. I gave him all the details I had, and he was more than accommodating, was happy with that. And actually, he let us stay, gave us a three-course meal, and we left the next day without paying a penny. and when we got back to Chamonix and I had internet, I wired him the money straight away and emailed him and just thanked him, you know, for basically saving us from having to sleep on the side of the mountain, basically.
Wow, I mean, that's an awesome story. I mean, you know, you can open your fridge, can't you? And you can always be sure there's probably going to be something there. And if not, you can go down to the shops. But if you go on these trips, sometimes those are the things that happens. But it's amazing this serendipity that happens also as well. You know, so many times things fall into your lap. And
yeah, I think. One of the things I've learned over the years with trips is trying to kind of embrace uncertainty and not get too worked up about you know, where you're going to stay, where when your next meal is going to be. Like, things have a funny way of working out, you know. And I think you've just got to embrace that uncertainty on these adventures and just kind of like make the best of bad situations and try not to get down in the dumps about it, because you know, that's not fun.
No, great. I think that's you said it all. I think we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Cool.